Hello and welcome to another episode of the IAAF Inside Athletic Podcast. Today it's another Continental Cup special and it's day two. So the competition is finished and I'm joined again by our team reps from, so we got from America's Michelle Samet.
Hello.
Yeah, Michelle's in a very cocky mood. We've also got Steve Vandels for Asia Pacific.
Hello.
And we have Thomas Byrne for Team Africa.
Hello.
And myself, Ben Harlow, for Team Europe.
You all sound a bit deflated, I'm like that. I was kind of expecting a few more roars from the Lions and the Tigers, but...
Well, there could be plenty of roars to come from the Tigers. We're pretty happy with the third spot.
Let's start with that then, why not? Because we kind of said yesterday that there was going to be two battles. There was Europe versus Americas, and there was the Lions and the Tigers going for the bronze medal, or the third spot. So, talk to me, Team Tiger.
Yeah, well, the Tigers utterly devoured the Lions. It's as simple as that, really, today. I mean, it wasn't even close in the end, and it was just a superb effort by Asia Pacific. From the outset, from the very first competition, the mood was set. Dilshod Nazarov, magnificent win in the men's hammer. Mm. He actually improved each round, all five rounds. He gradually improved, got into the competition, and from that point on, I think there was not one competition where you could say Asia Pacific produced a disappointing performance. I think throughout there was a number of notable victories, but it was the kind of little things as well that made a difference. A lad from Australia called Stephen Clough, who was only called out here 2 days ago in the men's pole vault. He finished fifth in the competition, picked up four crucial points. A number of key second places along the way, Svetlana Radzivil in the women's high jump and Brooke Stratton in the women's long jump as well. But it was just a great day with four wins.
Awesome. Okay, so going to the other big cat, the Lions of Africa, Tom.
Well, yeah, a disappointing day really in terms of absolute result, but still in terms of Africa team, I think some real highlights. Probably Caster Semenya's 154 in the 800 metres being the pick of the bunch, but also showing more kind of depth in the middle distance areas with Elijah Menangoi winning that 1500 metres in a kind of championship style race. I think once again he's proven himself to be a real tough cookie when it comes to a championship performance.
And what I really loved about Team Africa is whenever we have the privilege of going to the warm-up track, the entire team was sitting out there, was cheering for every single one of their teammates. And given how many nations are coming together there, they were there right until the end cheering for them. And they didn't really let anything dampen their spirits.
I think you're right. And I did mention that yesterday, that it wasn't a problem with team spirit in terms of the Team Africa. It was just maybe in some areas of the competition, particularly the field events, there just wasn't quite the depth to contend with the, well, as Steve's already mentioned, the magnificent performances from some of the kind of, the backup performance for Team Asia Pacific, who really turned it on today.
And that's something that, again, I found really impressive with Team Asia Pacific, was how people were stepping up for the team, really having that aspect where you saw several people doubling up in events and really just lifting each other up, and not necessarily people in their strongest events, just raking up those really important points that did make a difference in the end.
Yeah, we've made history today. I mean, come on, they're the history boys and history girls, because, you know, two fourth places previously in the Continental Cup, we were targeting third, we got that finishing position. Yeah, we're just elated with the way it went.
The world is your oyster, Steve.
Literally. It is, absolutely.
Well, Ben, come on, you must be slightly disappointed with Team Europe, because I think you had a little bit of hope that you could recover it on day two.
I am slightly disappointed. I mean, I'm proud of my team regardless. You love them all like children, you know what I mean? But I do think there was a few missed opportunities within the European team, particularly in the field events. I think there's something to be said with Europe, the fact that generally, as a continent, we're probably the strongest within the field events, and with the new format and that kind of thing, a few people have said, oh, well, maybe it could have gone differently had we not had the qualification semi-final knockout and then final blowout rule. But still, you know, we still had some great performances in the javelin as well. Thomas Roller, again, just smashing it and showing the world who's boss, really. Again, we also had the likes of René Lavillenay stepping up as a team representative. He finished second to Sam Kendricks, amongst loads of other great performances as well. Daphne Schippers actually did surprisingly well. I thought she was actually going to win that race against Shawnee Milowevo. She held it right down to the line. And you know, there was a couple of other, perhaps, slight mishaps. I mean, the mixed 4x4, we were all quite excited for, and it kind of, Europe handed off in the lead, and then there was just a slight baton mishap. Somehow, I don't know, these things happen in relays, but, you know, it cleared the way for a Team America's win, which, you know, begrudgingly had to accept that they were the better
it
on the day.
Didn't clear the way. We'd already won. Ah. We already destroyed you. I worked out the numbers beforehand. We had already won.
Okay,
maybe
Michelle,
I
was trying to paint a bit of a tighter picture there, but yeah, whatever. Okay, they did deservingly and, yeah, clearly beat us, to be fair. But in our backyard as well, America's came and robbed us blind. So, yeah, congratulations. And I think, for me, the MVP of the America's team actually perhaps needs to be shared between two women, Katerina Barguin and Shawnee Miller-Weibo.
Absolutely. I mean, those two women really delivered. Katerina Barguin yesterday winning the triple jump, today winning the long jump. She's just as consistent as you can be. Shawnee Miller-Weibo yesterday in the 4x1, today in the 200 metres individually, hunting down Daphne Schippers, who looked incredible coming round the bend, and then just anchoring home that mixed 4x400 metre relay. Was amazing. But also, someone who I've mentioned there is Christian Taylor. Because not only did he triple jump today, which, given the format again, the time between the jumps towards the end, you can see that the athletes were getting tired. So he already had quite a few jumps there in his legs. And then to run that 4x4 and perform the way he did, I think he has really deserves some plaudits there.
I think as well, going back to those two special ladies, I think perhaps athlete of the year nominations need to start coming into question, because they both had just had an amazing season, along with as well ANA athlete Maria Lasaskini, who, you know, yeah, she is just the best in the high jump world. I think men and women, she is the best high jumper. I'm sorry. And, you know, again, glad we played our joker with her. And who was another joker? The men's hurdle, Sergei Shevchenkov. He kicked it off. That was when I was really confident. That was when I was saying to Michelle, right, we're going to take you, Michelle. This is it. Sergei and Pascal Martin-Lagarde won. Then the high jumpers did well. But then it all kind of went slightly downhill from there.
I'll just say about Barguin as well. Undefeated all season in the triple jump. She set a national record today in the long jump after a very long season, 6.93. And then Shawnee Miller as well. You're right. She came into the straight in that 200 metres. A yard or two behind, actually, but she was going after a win to maintain her unbeaten season in both the 2 and the 4, and yeah, she ran it down superbly well. Just, you're right, athlete of the year nominations, they must be hot contenders for that.
Send us postcards now, I'm really intrigued. Tweets or whatever.
Any thoughts on innovations as well? I know there obviously was rule changes here and a few new innovations, including the Joker and Elimination Race. Any thoughts on that today?
Well, it was interesting. I was listening to some guys in the mixed zone, and the guys in the 3K flat said they quite enjoyed it. They thought it didn't work in the steeplechase just because of the way the barriers came in and stuff. But both Chelimo and Mohamed from America said it was fun. Like, we were, and we could see the guys leaning towards that finish line whenever they came round, and it almost turned into a bit like a fart. Like, I think Henrik Ingebrigtsen looked like he was enjoying himself as well.
Yeah, but I think Edward Zakayo, I actually caught him after the 3K on the flat. He wasn't happy because he likes to run at the back. So all these surges every lap, he really struggled with that. But as a spectacle, you know, when they were all sprinting for the line halfway through a race with 50 metres to go before they completed the lap, it was pretty bonkers, but it was pretty exciting.
Bonkers,
you know,
is the right word.
People dipping for the line halfway through a race is just not something you're used to seeing, but just watching people be gassed for the next lap or have to recover again to go again. As a spectacle, I have to say, it surprised me. It was very good.
I know, I did enjoy it. I went into it perhaps, I don't know, apprehensive, but I think of the elimination races that happened, it was the men's 3K that did stand out as being the most exciting out of all of them. Just, yeah, again, dip finishes 3 laps before they had to go, and then they're all realising that I've actually got to go and run, you know, 1,200 more metres here.
And maybe it's got something to do with the fact that they were the last of those 4 elimination races. They could see beforehand how they played out. That's something that maybe plays into it. I'm sure, as we've seen in the women's steeple today, which was a bit of there was confusion about athlete not knowing when to go out, and then because she didn't go out, the European runner then went over that barrier and nearly fell. So I think it may be also just a thing that needs getting used to a bit.
I think, yeah, one way to just eliminate the fact that it's an elimination race is to just run like Beatrice Chepkowicz. Take it out fast, run a championship record, 9:07.92, and take the points for Africa. She was just another one of the standout performers from Team Africa on day two, and yeah, as I say, just completely removed that new innovation from the equation.
And going to innovations in the field events, Raven Saunders in the shot put, she finished second in terms of points for the team, but she won the prize money because obviously that's awarded by performance, and she had the best performance of the day. And she was just made up because she got good points for her team, she got the big jackpot, and she was dancing all the way from inside the shot put ring to the warm-up track the entire way through.
Yeah, she was having the best time. I think there was a video put up on social media of her watching the America's 4x4 relay with Natoya Gould of Jamaica. And I think today, more than yesterday, it did feel more, there was team spirit really going throughout all the teams. And it's just nice watching athletes watch others compete. You know, it's something heartwarming about that.
Yeah, there was one moment in the Asia Pacific tent, even before the action had started, when Haroon and Samba were dancing away without a care in the world. Now, you can maybe understand that if you're Samba, you've competed in your event, you've finished your season, but Haroon was dancing away without a care in the world, an hour and a half before he was due to compete? It was just incredible.
And he won.
Yeah, and he won. Yeah, yeah.
Clearly worked. Good luck charm for both of them.
And Nathan Strother, the American 400-meter runner, there's something about the 400s that apparently they just like to dance, because he was dancing during his warm-up.
And it just raises another point as well. I know it's now the end of the season and we're reflecting on this competition and the season as a whole, but looking ahead to next year, the World Championships 2019, Samba and Haroon, two of the standout stars here, will be Qataris competing in Doha in their own country next year.
And funnily enough, they were actually in the stadium and there were the boards outside with all the sponsors, and there was a Doha 2019 board, and both of them were there taking pictures with it, kind of, this is my goal for next season, and they've already got that one in the bank just to put on Instagram later and say, see you there next year.
I think definitely looking ahead to future championships, we're already looking at some of the Japanese athletes, and it's nice because I think maybe people were a bit apprehensive about Doha, Qatar, like, will they have the athletes? And it's nice that, you know, we'll go into Doha 2019 and there will be some serious home contenders, which would be nice to see.
Just going on about my Americans, because you kind of reviewed your own events briefly, I want to give a shout out to my 800-meter girls who did incredibly well behind that fantastic race from Caster Semenya, Arjie Wilson and Natoya Gould, really hanging on in there. Arjie said after the race, we knew we had to get these second and third spots to get the top team points. Arjie Wilson, Team Americas, champions. How good did that feel?
It was awesome. Even the after award ceremony is really great. The fireworks and the confetti, the trophies, it was really cool. So I'm glad that we were able to secure the win for Team Americas.
And of course it was great for you because you came second and then your teammate came third, so you took the overall points in that event. Do you approach a race differently when you have an event like this where you have to work as a team?
Definitely beforehand, you know, we made sure we talked to each other, like, hey, we're 2-3 no matter what, so we're still going to go out there and give it our best, but we definitely want to make sure we secure those top two spots. Well, second and third spots, yeah. It was so fun. It was a lot of stress and pressure just released. So you really could just be happy for everyone else competing and just really, really cheer hard for them. So it was great.
Are you going to celebrate tonight?
I have a flight at 5, so a little bit, but not too much.
Thank you. Bye. And again, they're used to normally racing each other. You've got an American, a Jamaican, and they just went for it. And they both ran really strong races, as you said, this late in the season. Also in the pole vault, we got first and third. First and second in the women's 400 hurdles. That was fantastic. Straight to the line. Genevieve Russell and Shamia Little both looking really strong again. And just seeing these athletes still perform this late on, it's just exciting.
Yeah, but the times in that 400 metre hurdles race were pretty remarkable. Mm. Given it's so late in the season, they both went sub 54.
Which, fantastic effort from the boat. World class times. They 9 times out of 10 will medal on a world level, Olympic level. So yeah, hats off to them. And I think as well, Michelle, amongst all the celebrations, you managed to catch up with team captain Mike Powell. What did he have to say?
We've got to listen to him right now.
I was very exciting. I got a little nervous in the beginning of the day today, but we finished off strong though. I'm proud to be a part of the team. You know, I was very proud of the way they competed, and like I said, we had a stacked team. I think we probably pretty hard to beat.
And we were just talking earlier about the fact that you've actually never been part of the World Cup or the Continental Cup in early days. So how did it feel being part of a team and really supporting everyone out there?
Yeah, it was difficult for me to make the team back then. We had such great jumpers in the United States, Carl Lewis and Larry Myricks. So it was fun for me being a part of the competition.
And what was your favorite performance from your team of this weekend?
Let me see. I think probably the last one, the relay. The relay was fun. My boy Christian Taylor.
And what was your favorite field event performance?
Christian in the triple jump.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I don't know. We got to leave early in the morning.
He's been tired the entire way through because he's had a long way to come.
Well, I think there was some celebrations taking place last night, but the real party's tonight.
Talking about celebrating, I think we're going to go and celebrate now as well.
Yeah, we are definitely due a celebratory drink. Well, Michelle is definitely. Tom, Team Africa Lions, you can buy the first round, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he found 200. What's the currency here?
Krona,
200 krona found outside the stadium. That's going to go behind the bar towards celebrating what's been a fantastic weekend, really. You can say what you want about the Continental Cup. Anyone who was in that stadium saw for themselves just the magic that it creates. Countries coming together to compete for their continent, and I have to say the team spirit in my African camp was fantastic. Shame about the result, but yeah, I think that really came through on the track and into the stands.
And outside the wider thing, the organisation of the competition, the atmosphere in and around the stadium and the arena itself was just perfect for an athletics event of this nature. It felt almost like an indoor event outdoors with the nature of the stadium. I just thought it was terrific.
Completely agree. I couldn't add anything else to it. I think the crowd was fantastic. The way they got behind the athletes, not just bearing in mind that this was a home champs for the Europeans, they really got behind all the teams. I love the fact that there was different parts in the stands where you had the Team Europe, Team Americas. Some of the fans were in the end on the track celebrating with Team Americas. They had this huge banner that they got all the athletes to sign, and it was just fantastic. I had a ball. I don't know about you.
I think it has something to be said about just athletics as a sport in general. You know, there's a lot of talk about innovation and that kind of thing, but I think the bare bones of it, track and field is just an exciting sport, however you dress it up. And all these kids who were watching, it was just fantastic to see them so engrossed in the sport. And just, you know, every time you go down to work on your laptop, and then also there's a roar because somebody just cleared something in the high jump, then you look the other way and it's the pole vault, and then it's the long jump, and then it's just constantly everybody is getting behind all the athletes. And I think with everybody coming together, it was just, I think, the perfect way to end up end this 2018 season, really.
Totally agree, yeah. Yeah. Totally agree.
And Tom's getting the Tiger beers in for me.
If you all had to pick an individual highlight from your own team, you can go own team and then just Continental Cup, best person, best performance, or best moment. Well, you can have whatever you want. So, Michelle, I'm going to go to you, put you on the spot. Who was your MVP on your team?
MVP, I think, has to be Caterina Barguer. And just because of the way both those events were structured as well, it wasn't just jumping, 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 but it was the mind games that were coming into it. Okay, you've got the first three, and then it's all reset again. And every single time she delivered. So I can't pick between one of them, but she's just an absolute hero, legend.
Steve, going to come to you.
Yeah, two for me stand out. Samba on day one, just superb. One of the storylines of the athletics season this year. To come so close to that world record, to be such a sensational character and personality as well off the track. He clearly enjoys every moment of athletics. He's very engaging, happy to chat to everyone. I think he's going to be a real superstar of the future. He very much delivered here. And I think secondly, the chap we mentioned yesterday, Joseph Miller, who really kind of encapsulated the whole competition, really, and what it's all about, picking up those extra points in the discus on top of his performance in the 200 and the 4x1 relay. Yeah, I think Joseph, for me, deserves a shout-out too.
Tom?
Yeah, well, I'll give an honourable mention, I think, to Martha Koala, because normally this athlete competed yesterday in the hurdles and then today in the long jump, 660, which was just 4 centimetres off a personal best. And I think that just, as you've said with Miller, kind of defines what the Continental Cup is all about. Sometimes you just need to step up and take responsibility for your continent. But performer of the weekend from Africa, probably Semenya. Maximum points in the 8, and then she came second yesterday in the 4.
National record too.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. Great stuff.
Yeah, 49-62. I think that really just went amiss yesterday, got lost in all the other results. That is a phenomenal time that, again, could win world titles. And, yeah, great, great to see. I think from a European perspective, I'm going to have to go with Sergei Shabenkov, only because I saw him in the meet hotel after we had the European team meeting. And we were talking, the Jokers were announced for day one, but we didn't know day two. And Colin Jackson and the other European team leaders were all still deciding who the Jokers were going to be. And I overheard a conversation between Colin and Sergei, where Colin was kind of teasing Sergei, saying, I might pick you for my Joker. And he's like, no, don't pick me. He was like, because then it'll just add so much pressure to me, then I won't be able to concentrate. But clearly he did pick Sergei, and, you know, the pressure maybe worked in his favour, because he did. He ran a brilliant race, 13.03. Again, like, we are into mid-September now. It's really tough because the season started so long ago. So, yeah, hats off to him. If we were to go for an overall highlight, other teams, you can go, you know, across the board. Who was your favourite?
Don't have one favourite. I just think the entire event was good. That's my... I'm not going to pick...
Such a cop-out.
well, we've won, so...
Do you know what? A mixed 4x4 relay to finish with is always special, isn't it? And some people criticise it as being gimmicky, but we saw three fellas lining up against the woman on the first leg, and it was just... You know, you don't see that too often in athletics, and it just creates drama straight away.
And I like what they're doing there, where they only have to pick who runs start, and then the athlete amongst themselves can decide who goes next. And I was watching from, I was standing behind where the athletes were in the little pens, and they were talking amongst each other. I could see Caster talking with, I think it was Babaloki, who was on the final leg, and they were like, oh, are you going in third, or am I going in fourth? And that just adds a bit of drama. It was fantastic to see that.
Yeah, sorry, go on, Steve.
Yeah, there was no event, I don't think, that created quite the same buzz in the warm-up track as well, where Tom and I spent quite a lot of time. You could just see all the teams were out at that point. There was a little bit of a buzz, anticipation ahead of the race. I agree with Tom. I think the mixed relay is something that needs to be here to stay.
I do think as well, looking forward to Doha again 2019, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out between all the countries. I mean, we've got the World Relays coming up next spring, early summer. So it's going to be really exciting to see countries like taking it seriously, because these are medals at stake. And am I right? It's going to be in the Olympics as well.
It's going to be in the Olympics in 2020.
So this is a real thing and it's here to stay. And, you know, I'm more than happy to see it stay. I think... I've said all I want to say, really. Has anybody got any more comments?
No, we're just waiting for Tom to spend those 200 kronas on some drinks.
And some tiger beers for Steve.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to part two of the Continental Cup IWF podcast special. I'm Ben Harlow.
I'm Michelle Samet.
I'm Steve Landals.
I'm going to lie down in a dark room.
We'll see you all very soon, guys. Bye.
Bye.